All right. Well, it is time now for our friend Larry Weber joining us from Carlton County. How are you?
I am doing just fine. I was out for a walk this morning. Got a little bit wet, but it was worth it. It was just a terrific morning. I love rain, of late autumn rain. It's just spectacular. Nice and cool. We have about 35 degrees. Since we last spoke last Saturday afternoon, we got a pretty good amount of snow, relatively speaking, the way things have gone this year. We got 2 inches of snow, certainly not as much as south of us. South of us down in the Pine County area, there were some places that got about a foot of snow. Well, we didn't get that much, but we did get about 2 inches of snow. Duluth got virtually nothing. That was enough to cover the ground, and it stayed on the ground for several days. We did get some chilly temperatures afterwards, dropping down. Our low temperature in the past week was 9 degrees above zero. Once again, down a little south of us around Moose Lake, they hit almost zero, which really is a surprise. Otherwise, we started to warm up again. And then on Thanksgiving Day, we had 50 degrees, which is not going to make the ice on the ponds and lakes and so forth last too much longer. Mm-hmm. But I was surprised when I went down to the lake today. I noticed that the ice is still there. Now, it's got puddles of water all over it, and I'm not so sure how much going to last unless we start getting colder again, which is pretty much what I expect is going to happen. So it's been quite an interesting week, and, of course, nearly all of our snow is gone. We did have freeze-up, though, happening this week. It was really fascinating to watch the lake as it progressed. We went from virtually no ice at all to a complete ice cover. On the 21st, we had the ice completely cover the lake. And then, as I said, it's been hanging in there since then, though I think unless we get some really cold weather, we're going to start to see a breakup again. But it's just, as I said, very interesting to watch. We are now at 9 hours of daylight. And the sunset keeps getting a little bit earlier, but it's not going to get too much more of a change. This evening's actual sunset is at 4:25 p.m. The earliest sunset we have the entire year is 4:20, and that happens in early December. So we're rapidly going towards that time. But once we reach 4:20, we stay there about a week, and then before the solstice already, sunsets start getting a little bit later. So we are approaching that earliest time. There is still plenty of migration going on. Hawk Ridge still has been having a good number of bald eagles, red-tail hawks, rough-leg hawks, even golden eagles been flying over. We have been having around home here, we've been seeing bald eagles virtually every day. I did not see any yesterday, but all the other days I've been seeing plenty of them. We are also getting some water birds still passing through, and any place they can find some open water. I visited Park Point area this week in Duluth, and there's some open water there in the harbor. And I saw several kinds of water birds, including a flock of golden eyes. Now, I'm sure in the Grand Marais area you've seen golden eyes for a while already. When they come down, they are a winter bird. They're one of the few ducks that will spend the winter with us. And for them, this is their southern part of their migration. The other birds that I saw there, either some of them will winter, like some of the mallards will winter, but most of the rest of them, like scaup, I saw hooded mergansers, I even saw one loon, tundra swans, Canada geese, they will probably move on when it continues to get colder. At the bird feeders, we get a regular showing up, but still no big numbers. On the days of these mild temperatures, I always find birds pretty much don't even need a bird feeder, and most of the time they don't even arrive. I did see flocks of redpolls. I did see a flock of pine siskin, and I saw a pine grosbeak this week, but none of them were at bird feeders. I visited a couple of beaver lodges. During my walks, I have access to 4 different beaver ponds and their lodges, and so I visited every one of them in the last few days, and it's always neat at this time of year to see the beaver lodges. They are they really, really do a lot of work preparing for the winter. They reinforce the structure of the lodge, and then they go out and they cut all these saplings, and they bring them into the water, and they put them near enough to the lodge so that they can get them, and usually they stick up a little bit through the surface so that when the ice forms, they will stay solid and they won't drift drift away. And then the beaver will spend the winter in the lodge coming out to feed on this cache of food. Usually at this time there is a spot nearby too where they push their way through the ice and they still come above to breathe air and perhaps even go out to get some more saplings. When we start getting real cold, though, that will freeze up, and they have a pretty long winter ahead of them under the ice and under the snow cover. But for the time being, it's just really neat to watch it. I always enjoy watching beaver lodges at this time. I saw a chipmunk one day this week, which is a little bit of a surprise. You'd think by now they'd be asleep, and this one probably was, but the mild weather brought it up and decided to go out and get some more food for its cache. And I mentioned back on Saturday we had some snow. Perfect timing. We had snow in the afternoon. It was pretty much done snowing by dusk. We had 2 inches of snow on the ground. And what better conditions can you have than that for finding tracks the next day? So the next couple of days I was out looking for tracks, and I found about a dozen of them. They were the usual ones. I find fox tracks all the time. I always find deer tracks and the mice and squirrels and rabbits and snowshoe hare and so forth. But the only one that was a little bit of a surprise was finding a black bear tracks.
Hmm.
Now, black bears usually go to sleep, every winter they go to sleep in the fall, but I have frequently found their tracks in November. They're not yet asleep. They're looking for a really good place, and this particular one was wandering around a bit. And I had a couple years ago, I found a track of a black bear in December, but my all-time record was 1 year on New Year's Day. I think we had a case there where one of them was didn't find a very good spot to go to sleep, and it was got up and started looking for another place. But yeah, it's an interesting time. We're going to see some changes. I'm hoping now with the forecast we get back to being cold again. I'd like to see the ground frozen. I'd like to see the lakes and ponds and swamps all frozen, and then we get a snow cover. So hopefully by the time I speak to you next week, we'll have all that.
Thank you, Larry.
Have a beautiful week, and thank you for calling.
Thanks, Larry. Larry Weber is a recently retired school teacher, and he is twice named Science Teacher of the Year. He joins us every Saturday morning right around 9:30 to give us the latest on weekend outdoors.